Can you tell by my walk? Can you hear it in my talk? I'm barely cool. I'm barely cool. Can't you see in my eyes? It should come as no surprise. I'm barely cool.
Welcome back to the Barely Cool Podcast.
Sponsored by Barely Cool.
Sponsored by Barely Cool.
Welcome back. It's season 3, episode 3.
Well, don't give a number because I don't know where we're going to put it.
You're right.
Who knows?
It's season 3, episode something.
It's something.
This
is crazy. Headphoneville's nuts.
I know. Isn't Headphoneville fun?
Yeah.
Last week, I was in whenever we post that video we recorded, I was in Headphoneville.
Send it to Patreon. Poopy video.
Judith, very hypercritical of our content now.
I am!
4 years of no standards. And now we're incredibly hypercritical of what we do.
Because season 3, episode 1 was so funny to me. I loved it. And now I'm like, everything we've recorded so many episodes.
Everything needs to be a golden mushroom.
Honestly, though, I love that saying. First of all, golden mushroom. Second, I don't really care because it kind of just forces us to put Patreon content out.
True. The fact that
we've had Patreon for like 2 years of the 4, maybe 3.
Every like couple months we put something on there.
Oh yeah, we're on like episode 14 and we were going to do it monthly. We were going to do it weekly for a bit.
Do we even have people still subscribed to our Patreon?
A few.
Yeah.
But not a ton. So go to patreon.com.
Go to patreon.com/barelycoolcast. One of the two. Barely Cool or Barely Cool Cast. I think it's Barely Cool Cast.
It's in our link tree on our Instagram.
Yeah, it's in our link tree on our Instagram. It's in the bio of this YouTube video if you're watching it. If you're listening to it on the audio, it's also in the bio.
It is.
So it's in the bio wherever you are. So yeah, click on it. Go subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah.
$1, $2, $5. We'll take it.
Yeah. How was your week?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. I had a good week. Today was tough getting to work.
I was gonna say, when did I see you last? We recorded the last time I saw you.
It was Monday.
Yeah, and we went for food.
Today's Wednesday. We went for good food.
Yeah. We had a business meeting.
We had a business meeting.
At Beer Town in Newmarket.
To industry.
Oh yeah, I didn't hear that at all. To industry.
I was trying to cheers.
Yeah. No, I know. I wasn't sure if it would be picked up.
It wasn't.
I don't think it was.
Judah knows. He's in Headphoneville.
Well, because I was going to tell the story of that.
Okay, tell the story of that.
So, Beer Town, it's a restaurant. It's kind of like a franchise, but we just it's not a big franchise. I believe it's Canadian. I believe it's Ontario.
There's only a couple of them.
Yeah, there's not a ton.
There's one in Barrie and Newmarket. And
it's kind of popping off.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
And so, basically, they just opened up one around us, and so it was opening weekend. We were like, let's go. Let's see if we can book a reservation online. You can. And in it, they ask, like, is this a special occasion?
Like most reservations do.
Yeah.
But usually it's just a special occasion specified. This one gave you 5 options.
Yeah, it gave you, like, a drop-down
menu. Yeah, a drop-down menu of options.
Do you remember all 5?
It was birthday.
Yep.
Anniversary. Date night.
Yep.
I think it was family something.
Right, and then...
And then business meeting.
Yeah. And what did we select?
We picked business meeting.
Absolutely. It's
even
a barely
though we
cool
were with our wives.
Yeah.
And we picked a barely cool business meeting.
And so we were expecting them to...
Roll out the red carpet for us.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And so we get there. Not too much of a red... I didn't see a red carpet.
I didn't see... There wasn't a red carpet.
It was like a wood vinyl floor or something.
Yeah, it was still nice.
It was nice. It wasn't red carpet.
It wasn't red carpet, but... It was a good welcoming.
But so we decided, you know, let's make this a proper business meeting. We got our drinks. I got a non-alcoholic beer called...
I also got
I think it was called
beer.
Dry Run. I don't know the company.
Yeah, mine was called Lunchbox, but I don't know who made it either.
Who cares?
I think it was brewed in Toronto.
And then as soon as...
You know who you are.
When we got the drinks, Ben did a little cheer, and he just went, so? To industry. And I died, because it's a business meeting.
It cracked him up.
And I thought, what a genius idea. To do a business meeting.
Oh, this is why you...
This is today.
You had this all planned.
This was today. So let's do a business meeting. I thought, you know what? Just fill the space and you can see what I've got planned.
Okay. So Judah said to me today,
what we were going to record, and he goes, hey, I got something. I got something planned. I'm going to put the camera over to you right now in post. Click. Let's look at Judah's peen. I mean, his peen's not out. anyway, sorry. You guys will see in a sec. So yeah, Judah said to me, I got a funny bit planned, and I said, you know what? I've had enough of your funny bits, but go ahead, good fellow. And I'm learning quickly what his bit is. But yeah, so... To industry.
So, what?
Spends in a whole dang suit. Look at him. Look at him. He looks great. Oh, yeah. He looks great.
Oh, geez.
Can I just tell you that you look amazing? You can now. You can hear me. You're back in Headphoneville.
Yeah. What'd you say? Sorry.
You look very. Is that why you wore pants and a sweater?
Yeah, to hide this. I've been wearing this for the past hour. So that's why you were... Pants and hoodie.
holy frick.
It's like 30 degrees outside.
You must be warm.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why you got so defensive when I called you out for wearing so many clothes when it's so hot. Because I'm in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah. Let's rectify that. Can you put a suit on? I got one in that trash bag. I'm trying to elevate for business. Yeah, just watch the tripod there. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought this would be... Oh, just right in front of me. How do I look? Check my tripod angle. Good? Should I be over more? Fuzzy? Is it because it's zoomed? How zoomed are we? Oh, no. Oh! I can also get closer. Yeah? Okay. Guys, it's video. We're doing video. No, please, in front of the camera. No, that's fine. You don't have to do it in front of the camera. So I just thought, you know, we've been doing this business meeting thing, and I thought, do you remember, I think it was probably almost 2 years ago now. In fact, it was over 2 years ago now. Yeah. I know you can't hear it, but that's fine. This is more for me. When I asked you to be my best man, and we were up on the roof, do you remember how I framed it before asking you for best man? That's the suit I bought for your wedding. Yeah, I don't know if there's a dress shirt in there, but there is a bow tie. I'd like you to put it on. Okay, I have a clip-on bow tie for you. When we did this before, when I asked you to be my best man, I think I framed it initially as a performance review for you on the podcast, and so that's what we'll be doing today. I have some performance review questions into character. While Ben takes his time, this will be reflected. How are you guys doing? You guys doing okay? Oh, please, talk into the mic. Cool. Do it. Yeah, there is a bow tie in there somewhere. It's a clip-on, so you can just kind of wrap it around the neck. Yeah, I figured that would bring up good memories. The suit from your wedding. Yeah, that's looking good. You're looking great. I just thought, you know, we might as well kind of, if we're going to do it, let's do it. It might be tight. I think the last time I wore that was my grade 8 grad. Maybe I wore it to prom. I don't remember. I've worn it a couple times, I think. Yeah, so I just thought, you know, it's season 3. We've got video now, so people can see what we look like. And let's really give it to them, you know? We're here for industry. We're here for moving forward. We are kind of like, you guys know the Wolf of Wall Street? That's kind of like us, but for podcasts. That's kind of like us. We're kind of like Jordan Belfort, but for podcasts. And I'm just excited to see where season 3 takes us. And I'm excited to hear Ben's answers to this performance. Do you need help? Need daddy help? Okay, Ben does not need daddy help. Oh, you're looking good. Yeah. Yeah, come on in. Can you triple check my camera angle for me again? Thank you, sir. How we doing? Papa looks nice? What? Uh-oh. Ben's video shut off. That's fine. Just delete that other video. How much you got? Nice. Okay. What's your, you can delete the... honestly, delete the one we recorded on Monday. That's a Patreon episode. That was too chaotic. That'll free up a good amount of space. Now, what we're going to do... Yeah. I don't know. That episode was kind of whatever. True. Which means that won't free up any space if it's in your recent... Oh, the other ones. Yeah. And then the other one? The one with you in front of the fish? Do you still have that or delete that? The first Patreon episode that we did. Okay. Well, that should be fine. Okay. Yeah, just clear that puppy. It's all good. It might come up in the performance review. Guys, this is kind of good business though, right? To kind of work be able to work on the fly like this. This is kind of good business. This is kind of what does Matthew McConaughey do? You got to pump those numbers up, man, or whatever the flip he says. Yeah. All right. Yeah, getting it framed. Do you need me to check for you once you're sitting there? Okay. Come on back.
Okay, I'm back.
Bit of a debacle.
It's okay.
Going to be a little...
I'll figure it out in post.
It'll be a nightmare to edit. You know what, though? I was thinking this episode would come way after the one we're going to record.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll figure it out in post.
So thanks for coming in.
Hi, I'm Ben.
No, I know who you are. It's a performance review, not an interview.
Oh yeah, sorry. Right. Yeah. So how do we usually do these things? Do you want me just to like give you, you know?
Oh,
my
I got
gonna kind of take the lead.
No. It's not self-avowal. Some of it might be, but I'll start you off. So
a ghoul.
And some of this might be for you guys at home to kind of think about. Maybe Ben's answers aren't good. So I guess, you know, now that we're in season three, season two is just passed, as we're all aware. It's a good season, good for all of us here at Barely Cool Enterprise. And I'm kind of wondering, what accomplishments this season are you most proud of? Season two, I mean.
What accomplishments am I most proud of?
Yeah, for season two. Yeah.
What accomplishments am I most proud of? So this can't be anything that we just added on in season three.
No, specifically season two. I'll get to your more recent.
I should have thought about this before I came into this performance review.
Yeah. Did you not get the? I had Sharon send you an email.
I did not get Sharon's email.
Are they maybe auto filtering to your junk folder?
I could check.
You know what? It might be on us. I might have done a typo.
Okay.
Rootly. 00.
No, just the one.
Rootly, R-O-T.
Rootly, actually.
What do you mean?
Like, that's how my last name is pronounced.
And how's it spelled?
R-O-U-T-L-E-Y. Yeah.
U. There's a U
there
in there.
There is a U in there.
Yeah. Ben. Yeah. R-O-U. Sorry, say it again.
R-O-U.
R-O-U.
T.
T.
L-E-Y.
Well, okay, that's on... Sorry. We all make mistakes. You know, Pobody's nerfed as it is. And I'm glad that you were able to come into this performance review. You okay? You getting warm?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be okay. Don't worry
no,
about
I'm
it.
Fine, I'm fine.
So, you know, now that you're here...
Sorry, no,
you'll be,
okay.
No, don't worry. You'll
I'm
be
okay,
here.
I'm okay.
I'm glad I brought an extra suit. I'm glad it fits. What accomplishments this season are you most proud of? Now that you've had some time to think. This is only the first of many questions, so just...
You just want me to fire him off?
Yeah, just any accomplishments that you're most proud of. So not just any, but that you're...
Well, I'm just trying to think back to what happened in season two.
Mm-hmm.
Did we receive our Manscaped sponsor in season two?
I don't believe so.
Was that season one?
Probably. Maybe beginning of season two. It was 2 years ago, so...
Is that how long ago it was?
It's been a bit.
Well, I'm pretty proud of that.
Okay, yeah.
Whether or not it was season one or two, I'm proud of what went into that.
I meant so, you know, more personal accomplishments, not really for the company as a whole.
Well, I got married during season two.
Yeah.
It was unrelated to the podcast. Yeah. But is that what you're looking for? Or?
More, well, more.
Or should I?
For, so, personal accomplishments that you kind of.
Do you have any water?
You have water somewhere. I don't know where you put it.
It's okay. Just keep going.
Okay, well, that's fine. So, married and a sponsorship that we both worked on that I'm pretty sure I sent the email for. But, okay.
No,
Here's a question, then.
I contributed.
Did you have any specific goals that you felt were met last season or any that fell short?
You know, last season we set out to get sponsored by Crocs, and
we started that last season. Yeah,
we started that last season,
just at the tail end. But
well, yeah,
yeah.
So that was a goal that was set during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't achieved it, but
right.
But the timeline was set in season three, so I think that we don't that I don't really that, I think I'm on track with that goal.
Okay. Okay.
But
you think it as of right now is kind of fallen short a little bit.
You could say that.
Okay. And what actions are you taking to kind of rectify that, make sure the goal?
Well, so we've rolled out a social media regime.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it. TikTok. You've been a part of it, I think, at some times.
Oh, yes.
The slogan a day and the Crocs sponsors
the slogan
us.
A day. I've
so we rolled
that
out in season two, and
that's still going.
It's still going.
And Crocs has yet to sponsor us.
Crocs has yet to sponsor us, but you know, I'd say it's progressing as well as it could.
Right.
At this point in our timeline, you know, that we rolled out during our sort of our research and development
the R&D
phase.
Yeah.
Okay. I think in you know sort of our 6 to 9 month forecast, I think we're kind of right on track.
Okay.
3 to 6 month forecast, sorry.
That's what I meant. Yeah, no. You're nervous, right?
No, that's, I'm not nervous.
Okay. Let's
I'm good.
Deep breath in.
I do well under pressure. I'm going to do deep breaths.
Only short breaths.
I don't believe in that relaxation method.
Okay.
But,
do you have a relaxation method?
Yeah, just like really quick breaths.
Yeah, hit me with it.
Like that.
Give me like a couple rounds of that.
And then I take a break.
That's good.
You see how that kind of, it gets blood flowing to the brain.
Yeah, makes you think quicker. Okay, well, let's take, I like to do, you know, I do these performance reviews every quarter, and or at least I try to. We got a big staff
this
here.
This is my first one.
And
in many quarters.
Yeah, I think you kind of slipped under the cracks a little bit. I don't know if
probably
that's
the
like
wrong
just
last name or whatever.
That could have been, or maybe just complete. What's the word? Like kind of like just uninspiring. So maybe you just didn't hit my radar. But we do a fun thing in these performance reviews. You know, as they get kind of ease the tension, we get a couple of the big boys out of the way, and then we kind of ask some of the a little bit more softball questions. So, you got any special talents that we should know about here at Bailey Cool Enterprises?
Do I have any special talents?
Yeah, that you'd like to showcase. Because as you know, we are recording this. It is a podcast. If you want to kind of showcase any special talents, anything you've been working on.
Sometimes I can make my eyes shake inside my head.
That sounds great. Can you give us a demonstration?
It's really hard to do on command.
Yeah, let's try it. Can you get up to that camera there and just try it? You can get out of your seat if you need. Get real close. As close as you can. You think that they could see your eyes. Try and make them shake.
Sorry, I don't do really well under pressure.
I believe in you. You got it. Give them a shake. Like they shake in what way? Like you just look left to right or they...
No, they'll shake in the...
Like they'll vibrate.
They'll vibrate. That's a good word.
Huh! Okay, no, that's good. Take your time. Get real close. Do you think you're doing it?
Give me just an absolute silence.
Like starting now or?
Absolute silence.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right when she said, you can do this. It's okay. Sorry, I just had to pet myself up.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
No, feel free to.
Good. That's okay.
It's okay if
she's
you do.
Not. It's. I'm having a little bit of stage fright.
That happens to lots of people. That happens to lots of people. Okay, moving on.
I think I might throw up. Sorry.
No. That's normal. That's a normal bodily function.
Is it like
everyone
else throws up during their performance reviews?
No, not a single soul. But if you need to, that's normal.
Okay. Do you have somewhere where I could throw up or just the floor is
moving
fine?
On, what motivates you in this podcast?
You know, you got a pretty nice looking face.
Okay.
Sometimes when I... So outside of motivating for the podcast, I know that was the question, but this kind of works into it.
Ignoring what you just asked.
Sometimes when I'm laying in bed at night and I can't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just imagine your face doing it right now.
Okay.
And
what do I look like?
Pretty. And then I
like this?
Yeah. 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 Kay. Sorry, hold that face for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of like the opposite of motivating. kind of like something that really
it motivates me to sleep, which is
right.
But here's the thing. So you have to think of things. Think of things in your life. Like, so in that situation, my goal. In that situation, my goal is sleep. That's
right.
The goal that I've
right,
set
right,
out.
Right, right. And to achieve that.
So to achieve that goal, I look for motivating factors. The aesthetically pleasing nature of my best friend is one of them. That motivates me in life. And and the podcast.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What deliverables are you most proud of?
Could you define it? What deliverables is?
So if I ask you to come up with, say, some things to deliver to kind of keep this sort of podcast, you know, millstone moving, kind of keep that podcast flower pumping.
Could you use that word in a sentence?
Yeah, Ben, get me those deliverables on my desk by 5 p.m.
Country of origin?
I want to say Yemen?
Yemen.
Yeah, I believe. Is that another Yemenese word? Yemeni?
Deliverables.
Yeah. That's okay.
I'll
just chalk you down to a zero there.
No, I can. No? Okay. Is it like, have you already written the zero on the page? Like it would look bad if you scratched it out right now? Or
not in a physical
sense.
Maybe
another swing at it, you know?
Not in a physical sense. So I didn't mark it as a zero in a physical sense. I kind of marked it zero in my brain. And my brain operates in a way where it's so kind of fast moving, kind of super computer in here that when I kind of make a note of something, it's kind of locked in and unchanging. Here's a question.
Okay.
How does your role kind of in this whole thing help Barely Cool succeed?
Just repeat that again.
How does your role in the company
just
help?
Like, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm starting. Right? I'm starting to get a sense of that from you as a person.
Could you just repeat it?
How does your role?
A little slower.
In this company, help Barely Cool succeed.
How does my role?
Yeah.
In this company.
Yeah.
Help the company succeed?
Yeah, basically framed another way. What do you do here?
I bring the funny. That's what I do here.
Can you
outside of that?
Give me, no.
Let me expand on that.
Give me an example of the funny. Actually, let's circle back on
industry.
That.
Industry.
There's one.
There's one.
Two. Don't make me get to three.
Do it. Three. So.
No, we'll move on. Here's
okay,
what I'm gonna.
Really quick on the questions. Here.
We're moving on to another. We're kind of taking a break from the questions. I'm kind of moving on to kind of my own notes. Under a couple, I have the four.
Are these notes that you made just now, or are we talking notes that you've made throughout the
year? I've made throughout the year, and I've kind of compiled and drawn up. So if you could just have a look at your camera, and I want the audience to kind of. Not take a look at how this affects you, but I want to be able to look back at this footage and see how you're able to respond to constructive feedback, we'll call it. I don't like criticism, but constructive feedback, we'll call it. And we all know sort of the four main markers of a good podcast co-host. There's tidiness and professionalism. That's one. Initiative. That's two.
Okay, I'm with you so far.
Three, special talents. Four, humor scale. So we'll start with...
So are you ranking this on a scale of like 1 to 7?
As any typical scale would be, yeah, 1 to 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
7 being...
The lowest.
The best.
No.
The lowest.
Yeah, I'm doing the Gregsley. Method.
Oh, the Gregsley method. I remember that from my graduate degree.
Yeah.
In podcast. Something.
So we'll start with we'll start with tidiness and professionalism. Now, if you can, I don't know if you recall to about I want to say 15 minutes ago when we started this performance review, and you kind of were here in like a t-shirt and little slutty short shorts.
Sorry, go again. Shorts.
Remember what you were wearing when you walked in?
Yeah, when I came into to my job today.
Yeah, yeah, and
yeah,
and,
you know it was
whether you got the email from Sheridan either
casual
here
Fridays.
Nor there.
Casual Fridays, it's still a thing, right?
It's Wednesday.
Casual Friday.
So my current score for you gonna be a five?
A 5 out of 7?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, that's pretty.
Using
high.
The Gregsley method.
Oh.
So
sorry, I forgot about the Gregsley.
Yeah, we can kind of try and pump those numbers up as we could, or pump those numbers down, as the Gregsley method would suggest. Now, relax. Okay, relax. Before I have to call security.
Sorry, go ahead.
We're on, moving on to initiative. Now, Ben, I know we're kind of doing a performance review for season 2, but... I mean, come on, kid. Come on. Come on, champ. You kind of did those baseball things. You swing and a hit, actually. Season 3, your initiative's been through the roof. What are we doing right here, guy?
See that cut?
Video.
We just did?
Video. Video.
Yeah,
and editing. That's you.
That is me.
And, buddy, that's been up to the higher-ups, and we've kind of taken a look at that and gone, initiative... You're getting a 2.
On the
Gregsley method.
On the Gregsley
scale. 1 to 7, the Gregsley scale. Yeah. And you might be thinking,
there for a second.
Where's my 1? You know? Where's my 1? I believe that there's always room.
It's like my mom always said, there's always room.
Room
for more
but grow
improvement
dinner.
In this
an sense. Improvement
in this
context.
So
I will gladly accept the...
accept a 2 on the Gregsley scale. Not on
special
the Kovalev
talents.
Scale, though.
Special talents. Can I get that eye shake again if you can? Anything else? 7 on
the
Gregsley
scale.
I can make
my voice go
real
high.
You know what? That will come up later. Humor scale. This one we're doing a 1 to 10.
Are we Gregsley scale? Are we
moving
to
standard? Standard defined.
Standard defined.
Yeah, if you could take it back to your graduate, it's kind of, should have been kind of the one of the first things you standard defined 1 to 10.
Is that like a first semester or a second semester thing? Do you remember?
Probably. I mean, it's been so long since I did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm following.
Yeah. So on a humor scale,
okay, keep going though.
I'm giving you a perfect five.
A perfect five.
A perfect five.
Holy.
Yeah. So that's
a perfect five. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah.
Five. Thank God I didn't get a six. Yeah. Holy.
I'd be ripping that jacket off you.
Yeah.
Now
I would have quit. So I got a five.
Yeah.
I heard you correctly. A five.
I'd rather not repeat myself.
Okay.
What was your first love?
Yes! Sorry.
What was your first love?
Just couldn't hold it in.
Tell me about your first love. The first time you felt love.
The first time I felt love.
Yeah.
So, close your eyes.
Yeah.
It's wet.
No, sorry. Strictly.
I'm talking.
Okay, keep going.
This is you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you would like me to be doing. I see it. Okay.
So it's wet.
Yeah.
Dark.
Mm-hmm.
You got a tube?
Yeah.
Tube.
Yeah.
Down comes cheeseburger. And.
Yeah.
You go, That was the first time I felt
right.
That.
And now that I can speak. Now that I can speak.
Yeah, now it's,
just so
it's
I can
your turn.
Clarified.
Now I'm.
Well, you're still to do. Yeah. Yeah. So the clarification I would have given you is I wanted to know when was the first time you felt love, strictly sexually speaking.
Sexually speaking.
Yeah. Romantically, even to be not so crass.
Let me tell you about New Year's 2023.
Okay. No. Were you married? Were you married?
I was married.
I don't want to hear it. Gross. Gross. Icky. Icky.
I wasn't.
Icky.
Well,
icky.
Actually,
if you could be any animal, what would you
person be?
If you could be any animal. Wait a second. Are you talking about our kiss?
I might be talking about our kiss.
When we kissed?
If you had just let me keep talking.
You're getting awful snippy with me in this performance review. I don't know where the tone changed.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby. Did you break your book?
No. No.
Looks like all the pages that you had snapped out of your book.
I feel like I have heat stroke. I feel like it.
You feel like you have heat stroke?
I feel like something was. I felt something earlier when I was wearing the hoodie and jeans over this outfit, and it has. Get in the book!
Okay. You want to do some breathing with me? Yep.
Yeah, that feels better.
One more. Thank you.
What's the color of success?
Ooh. It's like a cool blue.
Correct. If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Probably a rhinoceros.
Correct again. Desert island. You got three items, kid. What are you picking?
A stick, an egg, and a fork.
Correct.
Are your parents really well?
Are your parents currently disappointed with your career aspirations?
No comment.
Best movie protagonist.
I gotta go with the ant from A Bug's Life.
Incorrect. The answer I was looking for: Jesus Christ in The Temptation of Christ.
The Temptation of Christ.
Yeah.
What is that?
Martin Scorsese.
I'm not familiar with it.
It's a film about Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus is the protagonist.
Okay.
He's our ultimate protagonist.
Okay.
He's our ultimate protagonist.
Okay. I'll accept a no on that one.
Scale from 1 to 10?
Gregorian.
That's
my favorite scale.
No. Okay. Your comedy. Scale from 1 to 10?
Oh, my comedy on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
What kind of scale?
OG Stees.
6.
Okay. Finances.
4.
Cleanliness.
7.4.
Height.
5. 6 foot.
No, on a scale from 1 to 10. 6 foot?
6 foot.
Okay. Audio enjoyment for the listeners. What do you think you're given?
6.65.
Okay, now I've got What time are we at?
What scale? Is that a scale of 1 to 7?
That, no, 1 to 10.
Oh, sorry, 9.95 yeah. then.
Okay. And sorry, I've got two major questions for you to kind of decide your future with the company here.
It's okay.
I read a Wikipedia article about like how to maintain the power inside of like this kind of stuff, and it didn't say it. Well, I'll tell you what it didn't say was drop the book. Okay. It didn't say to do that.
Can I see that book?
No. It specifically said not to show the book. I drew kind of a picture of what I would.
Okay.
Kind of what I would think about with us kissing. Two major questions to kind of. You want to check mine? Since you're up. Don't take the mic with you. Good. I got two questions to kind of figure out your role in the company here.
Okay.
One, let's talk catchphrases.
Okay.
I've noticed you don't...
You want to talk catchphrases?
I've noticed you don't really have one. And I'm wondering if you could kind of come up with like five quick catchphrases for yourself.
Define catchphrase.
I can't be doing this heavy lifting for you all the time.
Okay.
I need you to... Like a fun catchphrase for you as like a character. Because like, for those of you listening at home, kind of real moment here, outside of this whole bit, we are not like this in real person. I'm not even blonde and I don't even need to wear glasses. So we're kind of trying to come up with like better versions of these kind of podcast, barely cool characters.
All about the Benjamins. Okay, my name is Benjamin.
Yeah, that's good.
And that existed before though.
Four more? Rapid fire. Come on.
Elephant.
Is that it for that one? Or?
It's just twisting around. We'll circle back around.
Yeah. Number three. Give me like a kind of like a Yeah. I was gonna say a kind of poppy one.
Yeah.
Kind of one you could kind of sprinkle out.
Like that?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Two more. Quick. Think on your feet. This is an exercise.
Oh, my goodness. My parents never loved me.
Yeah. Less of a catchphrase, more of like a true statement, but that's fine. Five. We're on number five. Quick. Think. Use that noggin.
I'm afraid that I'm going to amount to nothing. Sorry, no, that's...
That's another true statement. Give me another.
That was not what I was going to do.
Give me another...
It was Fisher Friends, not food.
No, taken. Copyright.
Is it?
Copyright. Taken. The mouse will sue. Give me
what about Yahoo? Is that copyrighted?
Now, when you say
Baby Mario, is that copyrighted or
specifically Baby Mario?
What about
Waluigi time? I'm ready.
What about the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
No.
Come inside, it's fun inside. No.
No, that's
okay.
Bad. Give me one, like a good one. Think about it like from kind of like an external kind of thing, you know? Like, think about like what we're kind of offering, you know, as value to the customer. I'm going to count down from five.
I'm
five.
Featuring
four. Three.
Elephant.
Two.
I can't get that elephant out of my mind.
All right. And you know, I'll take those in. I'll send them up to corporate and we'll kind of, if we decide to keep you with the company, we'll kind of muddle those around.
Well, I think those were great.
I was thinking.
I think this was a really productive brainstorming time.
Yeah. Just kind of on first impressions, I'm really liking number two and number five. The ones where you said elephant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of
like, there's like an elephant, you know, the elephant in the room is, we might see other options.
Well, I don't think it's that direct. I don't think that's the direction I was going with it.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to need more manifestation time. That's a concern. Is it time for me to bring up my concerns with this company yet?
Yeah,
I don't think we have enough manifestation.
One more question, and then you can
We need more manifestation time.
Okay, take it. You got 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Did you manifest?
No. I don't think I know how.
Sorry, let me make a manifestation. Let me take a mental note of that. Poor use of manifestation. Okay, final question. And you kind of brought this up earlier. How willing are you to change your voice? Can we try out? Give me a new voice.
Do you want a willingness on? You want a new voice?
Yeah, I'm kind of
high or low.
Surprise me, and maybe an accent, because I'm kind of thinking we've been doing this for 4 years. I think all the comments I'm getting from people at home are, "Oh, the blonde one, he's so hot and sexy, and his voice is so good. It's like butter being dripped down my ear holes. Oh, his voice is so hot."
Could I see those on paper?
No, it's the internet, jackass.
Okay.
All the comments are like, "Whoa, Judah's voice is like the perfect combo of like high pitched nasally and also this weird deep register. I don't think it's weird at all." That's what like all the comments are saying. And like no one's really talking about your voice, so I'm kind of thinking like it's kind of maybe it's not a bad thing, but it's kind of positioned to kind of like try something new as like innovating.
What about like a Arnar, you know? Like that.
Can I hear like a sentence? Like welcome me,
Arnar.
Yeah, but
that's a sentence.
No, like, welcome us to the podcast, and remember,
Arnar, no, it's like, the Barely Cool Podcast.
Sorry,
hey, mate.
Yeah, and then it's the
Barely Cool Podcast
featuring
your hosts.
Sorry, is the accent still happening?
Yeah, did you not hear it?
Are you playing?
It takes a keen ear.
Are you playing with pitch at all?
No comment.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, I've kind of made a bunch of mental notes. I've kind of scratched into my forehead a little bit. I think it's probably a little red.
Yeah!
Sorry.
Sorry. That was just, I was very excited.
Are we doing the voice? Because I thought we were going to.
No, that was just me excited. Did I sound different? Sometimes the blood is just pumping really loud in my head
right now.
Yeah, so
can we
hear it.
Would you like to express your concerns? Do you have your own book that you want to bring out? For your own concerns for me? Or?
I don't have a book.
Okay, but I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for kind of like my turn. Because it's a two-way street, this podcast. One side of the street's 90% of the work. One side of the street's kind of like an old man digging his own grave. But you can... We're at the old man section.
I am the street I am on.
I should hope so.
I do know that.
Yeah.
Hit
me. Hit me with concerns. Questions, performance review time for
duck or rabbit?
Like one of those sheets? Or like how to...
However you interpret that.
Duck. It's... No. Wait.
Duck.
No. Rabbit. No. I've eaten both.
Shush. I already made a mental note.
Commit if you're going to do it. Scratch the hell out of your forehead. My forehead is sore. Use your nails.
What?
Make a mental note. Scratch.
I did.
No. Commit. My forehead is sore and it's red. What are you spelling?
Duck. Duck.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Is that you want me to brand myself to be a part of this podcast?
If you could.
Okay.
We should, dude. We should brand.
Nope. Okay. Let's stop that right there. Let's leave that in the bad ideas
that's
box.
Fine. If you don't want to.
Put it in the bad ideas box.
If you don't
want
to commit.
That's a bad idea, Box.
What if I just ripped open this shirt and I was branded? Let's go,
is
branded.
Is tattooing branding, technically?
Only if you're stupid.
Okay.
What if I ripped this shirt open and I had a tattoo that
can
said...
You, okay.
I had a tattoo
Daddy's
that
talking.
Said,
Daddy's
let's
talking.
Go nope, branded.
Daddy's talking? Wait, that sounded actually interesting. What were you saying?
I said, what if I ripped open my shirt and I had a tattoo that said, let's go branded? Let's go branded? Papa time? Papa time now? We're in this case, your papa.
If you had to go to one place in the world, where would it be?
Your lap. Immediately.
Incorrect. I was looking for...
Korea.
Wow.
That was number two.
Second guess was correct. Good job.
I thought
Which
you were
going
to say also the only one I recognize, Glorious Pyongyang. Is that the north one or the south? The good one. The good one. You can't get mad at me for saying the good
it
one.
Is objective.
You can't get mad at me for saying the good one. The good one.
Okay. I'll accept that. I will accept that. Okay. Let me pose a scenario for you.
Yeah.
It's 4:37 in the afternoon. You just woke up.
AM PM.
The afternoon.
And which one is that for my own records?
PM.
Okay.
It's 4:37 PM.
Yeah.
Sun is highest in the sky that it will be through the day.
Yeah, that's what they're always saying.
4:37 PM.
Yeah, that's when the sun is the
you
highest.
You just woke up. You walk through.
I just woke up.
Yeah.
Okay.
4:37 PM. You just woke up.
Early for me, but
yeah, you work nights.
I work 24/7, baby. You gotta get that grind.
I had a mental.
Sorry, distracted you.
Road going, and yeah. You just kind of metaphorically and mentally plowed right over it with your dumb, ugly words.
90% of the road, though, right? Callback joke. Sorry, did I distractively wab at you?
It's 4:37 in the afternoon.
Yeah, PM.
Fire extinguisher? Question mark.
Dude, you're so good at improv.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll grab one.
You threw this on me. This whole bit on me quick.
I did.
I'm doing my very best.
Yeah.
I'm also tired. But fire extinguisher?
Yeah. Correct? I'll take it. Never say no to a free thing. That's the Dutch way. This has been your Barely Cool Dutch Moment. Ahoity toity toity.
What the hell?
That's the music for the Barely Cool Dutch Moment.
Let's never one of our, like, do a Barely Cool Dutch Moment.
No,
again.
It's like one of our like iconic moments. One of our iconic moments. One of our iconic Dutch moments we're always doing.
Okay, I'm going to put you on a timeout. 3 minutes face the wall. Careful with the mic.
Oh, no.
Hey, face the wall. During this timeout, I want you to think about my lips.
Oh, gosh, so soft. They're so soft.
And are you thinking?
I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking all around. I'm thinking up, down, left, right, whatever you want.
Okay, you can emerge from timeout.
It's 3 minutes.
You can emerge
from timeout.
You can emerge from timeout. You idiot! You dropped the Zoom.
Uh oh, I just bought this. Sorry, give me a sec. Papa's lips. Oh, geez, Papa's lips.
Did you hear that thing about the Dalai Lama where he told that kid to suck his tongue?
What the hell? Is that what you came up with during your timeout?
No, that's real.
Oh, this isn't a bit anymore?
That happened. He had to issue an apology. There's a video of him. And a kid asks for a hug, and he goes for the Dalai Lama goes for a kiss on this boy's little lips. And then they kind of joke, and the kid kind of backs up, and then he goes and, like, says something. And I believe the translation is he's telling the kid to suck his tongue.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Anyways, unrelated, would you like to quick suck?
I'm gonna have to say
later?
I'll take a rain check.
Put a pin in it. Put a pin on
let's,
it.
Let's put a pin in that.
My tongue.
And then just
let me ask you a final question for this performance review. Was this episode funny, or did I sweat for an hour for no reason?
I don't think you're gonna like this, Judah.
Did we take this joke so far and actually spend an hour not really trying to make each other laugh because we were more committed to doing funny haha bits that aren't really funny but are still on theme, rather than actually do the focus of this podcast, which is to kind of make each other laugh and therefore make other people laugh? Is that kind of what I'm picking up?
I think you're on the right track.
Thank God. Oh, I'm so glad I dragged a literal garbage bag of suit clothes so that we could get all gussied up for this not to actually be funny. So that later, when I'm editing this, I can go, oh, gosh, here's another one from the Patreon. Oh, jeez, what magic did we put in that first episode? We captured lightning in a bottle, and we're never getting it back. We're getting less funny. We're getting less funny.
I wouldn't
funny,
say that.
And you're getting more funny, getting and I'm more... getting stupider.
No, that's not how that's working at
I'm
all.
I'm getting hot in the head, and I honestly feel like I'm like seconds from passing out. If I keep up this timbre and tone and volume, I might not make my breathing go too well for too long. I feel weak.
Okay. Do you need another timeout?
Nuh-uh. Let's make each other laugh. Let's commit to
how
making...
How much time do we have?
Oh, too much. Where's the cake? We should have got balloons again. What did we do to make that first episode so funny?
You know what it was?
Dude, the Barely Cool stock price is plummeting.
Do you know what it was?
Tell me.
Let's get real for a moment.
I swear to God.
I think...
I know what it was. You know what it was? No, you tell me first, and I'll tell you if I...
We're trying too hard.
No, disagree.
You do.
Yeah. What really made that episode funny is my genius idea to lock us in a tiny room. And you said, that's not funny. That's uncomfortable. And I said, uncomfort is the.
I don't think that is the reason.
I think the more it's a slope. It's a graph. It's a graph. The more it's an exponential graph, a logarithmic graph. The higher quotient of us being uncomfortable shoots our funny into the sky.
I don't agree with that.
I know you don't.
I think it's like a roulette wheel.
like putting a blindfold on and throwing a dart.
I think every podcast we just spin a wheel.
Yeah.
Sometimes it lands on
we're
red.
We're panning for gold.
Sometimes it lands on black.
We're in the river just going, oh, God, I need that gold.
Like I said, not every podcast is a golden mushroom.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just regular old fun guy. And, buddy, I don't feel fun at all. I feel like I'm on the brink.
You're a fun guy, though. See, that's it. We can stop now. Because we did it.
Season 3, guys. You want more of this? I'm going to keep making us uncomfortable because I think that's the key to comedy. I'm going to lock us in a hot car. That's coming.
I'm so excited.
That's coming. We're going to record an episode after this. Maybe that's going to come before this episode. I don't know, but I'm aiming to be uncomfortable. Actually, I'm not uncomfortable with that episode at all. I'm actually very excited and very hungry.
Yeah, I haven't been very uncomfortable this entire situation either.
Really? Because I've been looking at your entire moose knuckle in those pants, and I've been getting uncomfortable. That's an HR
Listen,
problem.
Listen, man.
That is an HR complaint.
It's a condition, okay?
What?
I can't control it.
So it's a condition?
What do you want me to do? You want me to shrink my penis? Would that make you happy?
Yeah.
Would you finally feel like a man if I did that?
Yeah.
Would you finally feel like you measure up?
Well, I'd have to get the
Would measuring
you
finally feel
out.
Like that? Would you?
Depends.
Punk?
Punk, pal,
answer the question.
Bucko,
answer the effing question.
Undo your bow tie a little bit. I think you're getting hot in the collar. I'm getting hot, guys. This has been season 3, all of it. End it.
I heard someone scream.
I heard someone scream as well.
Children.
It was our listeners screaming for joy. Guys.
Hey, another Barely Cool podcast
episode.
Oh,
they're so funny. They're so funny. Oh, I'm going to tell all my friends. Guys, it's funny that they put the suits on. That's the joke. Isn't that funny? That's the...
Yeah.
Some people don't know how to put... Some people... It's funny to do that.
Sure.
You want to see my special talent?
Yeah. Are you stuck?
No.
Oh, you got me.
Brother. I'm going to give this windscreen to you later.
Please don't.
Thanks for listening to the Barely Cool Podcast, guys. This has been a good one. It's been a good one. I'm not going to regret this later.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Barely Cool Podcast.
I'm struggling.
Judah is struggling.
Mentally.
Physically.
Dude, we got to just chill out. We are trying too hard. You're right. We're trying too hard. Come sit in my lap. Can we have a moment? This isn't a trying too hard bit. This is me. We're winging it.
Sure.
Come sit in my lap. I think we're on the cord. Are we on the cord?
I feel like
a
Snickers bar in there.
A what?
Snickers bar. I like chocolate.
It's more of a left Twix situation down there. Guys, this is us. We're a couple. I'm an idiot. I was going to say season four. Us in suits. That was season two. I'm stupid. But I meant like business. We could do like a stock graph in the background. Anyway. Green visor. This is us on the Barely Cool Pod.
Vests.
Yes. That'll be so not relevant by the time season four is out. This is us. This is the podcast. And we're not going to try hard anymore. This was the last time we're trying hard for season three. Ever. Again.
Yeah.
And what do you want for Christmas?
The will to live would be nice.
Not getting that. Get off my lap. Get out of here. Grow up. Be reasonable. Guys, thanks for listening to the Barely Cool Podcast. We love you. We want you to go out in the world, be good stewards of the earth, and I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful, cute little day. Put a suit on once in a while. You look like a slob. You look
suit
like a slob
up.
At home. Honey, where's my super suit? I've been barely cool for a while. Cool with the wink of a smile. But I'm cooler than you. Cooler than you are with or without friends. I've barely started. This is barely hard for me. Well, I'll stop myself if nobody else. Thanks for listening to the Barely Cool Podcast. See you later. And then I guess we just change back.
When I look at you, I'm disgusted by what I see.
I don't know if I heard that in the audio at all.
You weren't supposed to. We're done.
Oh, so soft and kissable. So soft and succulent. Those lips.
This is going to be a long
See you later.
Season.
See you later.